It's time for the Podketeer Podcast.
Good morning, Christopher Robin.
Oh, good morning, Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, well, glad to meet you. Name's Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger.
Now, isn't this a clever disguise?
It's the Podketeer Podcast with your host, Mark Tanner. Take it away, Mark.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you wait and see. For I've got curiosity.
Please rise and join us in the singing of our national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner.
Podketeers, and welcome to episode 52 of the Podketeer Podcast, being recorded live at the Disneyland Resort. I am not at California Adventure this time. After two shows recorded either at or about Cars Land, I figured it was time to give Disneyland equal time. So I am there. Now, unfortunately, the time I have arrived, I've missed a whole bunch of stuff. They have a Voices of Liberty show that they are playing at the Opera House, which is normally the home of Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. And it's something I have don't believe I've ever seen here. In fact, it says in the program that it's something coming from Florida. But unfortunately, the last showing was at 5 o'clock, and I didn't get here until almost 5:30, so we didn't make that one. And also, this is Thursday, and my favorite show at the park, Scott Bruce, was playing yesterday, and I didn't happen to know that, or I would have been here yesterday. Oh well. I guess I should get on the website and check out when he's going to be here, instead of just depending upon dumb luck, because unfortunately my dumb luck didn't work this time. Several times I've gotten here and been lucky and he's been playing, but this time, nope, didn't happen. I am right now standing just outside the Fortuosities shop on Main Street, and it's pretty crowded. There was actually a lot longer line getting into Disneyland than there was getting into Cars Land or California Adventure this time, which last week definitely was not the case. The two times I went over there to California Adventure, it was far more crowded than it was getting into Disneyland. That was actually the only two times I think I have ever been here where I only went to Cars Land. I keep calling California Adventure Cars Land now, I guess because how much of an impact that made on me. Although, you know, I did like Buena Vista Street too. And I especially like the Mad Tea Party show that they've got going over there on the back lot on Hollywood Boulevard. So I am going to go over there at 7 o'clock and check that out. I didn't stay for but about one song of the show last time, didn't catch the whole thing. So this time I'm going to go over there and try to catch the whole show, all four appearances of the band. That's what I like the best. The dancing stuff didn't do much for me, but I really like the band. Now, one little tidbit. In the parking structure, I noticed that security's got new scooters. They're kind of a Segway with a fairing on the front of it. Kind of interesting looking, like a little three-wheel motorcycle, and they're standing up though. So next time you come there, if you see any of the security people, check that out. It's pretty cool. Okay, well, I'm gonna wander off trying to find something to do. Right there, that music you heard at the beginning was the flag retirement ceremony. I cut it down, didn't put the whole thing in there, but put in the national anthem, which was pretty cool. That was played by not the Disneyland band, which normally plays it, but it was the College All-Star Band, which is the All-American Band, which is out there. Alrighty, well, on with the show.
Permanecer sentados, por favor.
In case you haven't guessed, I'm standing next to the end of the line for the bobsleds. They look quite a bit different. And the Pondster up in the Matterhorn is making a lot more noise than he used to. And I talked to my daughter yesterday. She rode the Matterhorn yesterday. And she tells me that it is much more uncomfortable than it used to be. Said the bobsleds are, the seats are different. Each person has their own seat, but that the bottom of the ride is not padded, and that your bottom gets beaten up pretty bad in this ride, I guess. I haven't ridden it. My back is such to where I don't think I'd want to take a chance on ending up not feeling well, so I think I'll have to pass. But that's what she tells me, is that it's not the world's most pleasant ride anymore. So, I'm afraid that's all I've got to say about the bobsleds. I do like the mountain, though. The mountain looks very cool. So, on with the show.
As a fox, as strong as an ox, as fast as a hare, as brave as a bear, as free as a bird, as neat as a word, as quiet as a mouse, as big as a house. As mean as a wolf, as sharp as a tooth,
as deep as a bite, as dark as the night, as sweet as a song, as right as a wrong, as long as a road, as ugly as a toad, as pretty as a picture hanging from a fixture, as strong like a family, strong as I wanna be, bright as day, as light as play, as hard as nails, as grand as a whale. Oh, I wanna be. Oh, 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 I wanna be. Oh, 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 I wanna be. It's everything. As the sun, as silly as fun, as cool as a tree, as scary as the sea, as hot as fire, cold as ice, sweet as sugar and everything nice, as old as time, as straight as a line, as royal as a queen, as buzzed as a bee, as stealth as a tiger, smooth as a glider, pure as a melody, pure as I wanna be.
Well, Pugtateers, I just saw a terrible sight. I was standing along the monorail tracks and the monorail came around the corner towards me and it's got a face on it. It's got eyes and a smile a la Cars. So I guess that's their way of celebrating the grand opening of Cars Land. So next time you get out here, at least for the foreseeable future, make sure you take a look at the monorail. At least the red one. I don't know if the other ones are done up that way, but the red one is. So, on with the show. I got the All-American College Band exiting, marching down Main Street. So I'll keep this on and send me a little of their music on the way by. I'm sure you can hear them. They put on a pretty good show, but unfortunately, it seems to be the same show every year. So if you've been out here and seen them, you've seen the same show. Different players, although there's every year there's usually a few of the same people. We have a traffic jam there.
Okay, you're gonna wait. If you don't sit down, we're not getting a churro. Go, 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 go.
Just keep on the right hand side for us. You have oncoming traffic, just the right.
Oh, that here, Deli's is new over there, too. There's so much more.
It's very crowded on this sidewalk. Supposed to be one-way traffic on this sidewalk, but seems to be more coming back this way than there is going that way. And here's the music.
Thank you.
pretty much the same thing as last year and the year before and the year before. They need to change it up a little bit. If you don't come here that often, it's no big deal. You don't notice. But if you come here quite a bit, you're seeing a repeat performance. There's a lot of people here for a Thursday.
You want to call it? We're on the right-hand side.
I'm going to bail out of here. It's about 6:17. So I'm going to make my way over to California Adventure and see if I can catch the Mad Tea Party. So I'm going to give you a fast pass through this mess. And pick it up over there.
All the desire to gather. We even have a name for it, magical gatherings. This year, plan a gathering with your circle of loved ones. To get started, call 1-407-W-DISNEY.
Hey Podcateers, I'm just hanging around to catch one more show of the Mad Tea Party band. I caught the 7 o'clock show and I recorded it with this recorder, same one I'm on now, but I'm sure that it was distorted because this doesn't record bass very well. It has a little trouble with it. Probably getting distortion just on that background music right there. So I'm going to use my other recorder at the 8 o'clock show and try to catch that. Now I also took video of the 7 o'clock show and I'm going to make an attempt to get that on the website. I've tried twice to get video to play and it has really given me trouble. So I may try one more time, although this is kind of a long video file. I don't know how well it's going to work. But I'm going to put it completely separate from the other podcast, so just in case it doesn't work, it won't mess up the podcast feed. So give it a shot, see if it's out there, and if not, I apologize again. We have to get somebody to help me with the video feed, because I'm just having a little trouble getting it done.
Are you guys ready to have some fun, man?
See you, baby. Ah, yeah.
Yeah. time. All right, now we're going to slow it down. This thing called love, I just can't handle it. This thing called love, I must get around to it. I ain't ready. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing. Crazy little thing called love. Crazy little thing. Crazy little thing called love.
Give it up for your man. you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Unfortunately, it's almost time for us to arrive. That is to say, it's almost time for us to leave. But don't worry, we'll be back at the top of the hour. So come back and rock out with us. You know this song.
Somewhere.
welcome two good friends we like to call the Towering Twins Party Patrol. It's Tweedledee and Tweedledum!
Hey, Podketeers. I'm over here at Cafe Circle, and I was checking out the wait times. And none of them look too terrible, but the Radiator Springs Racers is apparently so bad that they have a sign up there that says to see a cast member. So I guess they don't want to put the number on the board. I think I'll wander over there just for kicks and see what the wait time is. I actually have been here at the park since about a little before 5 o'clock, and this is the first time I've been over to Cars Land. And I'm still not there yet. I can see the billboard, and I can see the mountains, but I haven't actually entered Cars Land officially. I spent most of my time over watching the Mad Tea Party. I gotta say though, it sure does look special at night. Definitely a different place in the evening. I mean, during the day it looks cool, but not nearly as cool as it does at night. I think the ambiance of that Junkyard Jamboree is cool with the strings of lights. And they're kind of yellowed, so it looks like they're old. Wow, there's a lot of people in Cars Land. I was here last Wednesday, and there's twice as many people as there was last Wednesday.
He's gonna get a laugh.
Holy cow. I mean, I don't think there's a foot of asphalt that doesn't have a foot on it. I think the lighting on the mountains is a little different. You know, yesterday I was over here going down Cotella, just outside of the park, and all of the structure behind the mountains is visible from Cotella. I think Disney ought to give some consideration to planting some trees or put some screening or something up there to block that from view. It would be better, I think. It's definitely still cool down here though. All the neon. I haven't decided. I think my favorite's probably the Cozy Cove Motel. All the oranges. Flows is the neon, I think, is the most overpowering at Flows, but it's a little too overpowering. Whereas the Cozy Cone is more subdued. And it's all one color. Whereas Flo's is kind of a pink and what is it? Turquoise? Aqua? I think it's aqua. I like Ramon's with the purple and green. had a Route 66 painting on the asphalt is already starting to wear off. We'll probably have to repaint that once a week, keep it looking good. Oh, this is the most crowded I have seen this in the three times I've been down here. This is Thursday. We're not even talking about the weekend. I can't imagine what this is going to look like on the 4th of July. One thing I can tell you is I'm not going to know, because I am not going to be here. I may go to Disneyland and watch the fireworks, but I am not going to do this. It says 180 minutes. I'll bet you it's longer.
Go inside here.
Yeah, I'd say 180 minutes would be pretty, I'd say that's kind of hopeful. I think it's more than that. That's 4 hours, and I'll bet you it's more. That's a pretty good wait. I have never seen a ride with that kind of wait time 2 weeks after it's opened. This may be the most popular ride they've ever put together. It's, as I just said, it's a 4 hour wait posted. But I'd say from looking at it, I think it's more than that. Because it's about at where it, it actually looks a little longer than it did when I was here the day that they said it was a 5 hour wait. I wonder how high the numbers on the wait time sign go. I may have to ask about that. Because maybe 180 minutes is just as high as it goes. But that's the posted wait time, 180 minutes. So, on with the rest of the show. Oh, we got Lightning McQueen over here in front of the Cozy Cone. Well, I'm on my way out of here. Gotta go to work tomorrow. It's Thursday, and I have Monday and Tuesday off. So I'll probably get out here on either Monday or Tuesday. I don't think I'm coming over here on the 4th. That just sounds like a disaster waiting to happen. I'm right here next to Mater's Junkyard Jamboree. As I said, I like the ambiance of that ride. I think they did a great job on all of them. Just has a cool look to the place. Oh, by the way, when I was over at the Mad Tea Party, I saw Stan Freeze, who's the director of entertainment. Wanted to tell you, he was there with his wife. I was trying to catch him, let him know how pleased I was with the band there, but he kind of headed the other way when I was trying to catch up to him. I met him over at the closure of the Carnation Plaza Gardens there, Carnation Gardens, when I went to the last show there with that middle school band. If you've listened to the podcast, you heard that. And his son, who played with the Goo Goo Dolls, was there. That's why I knew what he looked like. And I did a podcast about him. If you'll look back through the podcast, you'll see that there's one on Stan Freeze. Now I'm going to walk over here and see if I can ask a cast member how high the numbers go on the weight side. Don't know if they'll tell me, but I'm going to ask. Is that 180 minutes accurate on the radiator sprigs? I don't know how high up, how high the numbers go on that sign.
I'm going to give them a call anyway. I want to know how long.
That's got to be the longest wait time for a ride that's been open 2 weeks.
But people have been waiting for years. And it started at about 4 hours last
year. Yeah. Well, it's better than four.
Better than closed or down, right?
Oh, yeah.
And if they have a single rider line, it's usually...
It's a little quicker, yeah.
Yeah, definitely quicker. My husband and I did it that way.
Have you ridden it?
We did.
Have you ever ridden the one in Florida?
Once, years ago.
What? How different are they? Pretty similar? Because I've ridden the one in Florida.
Yeah, the difference is we have all this beautiful scenery.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like you're on vacation.
Yeah.
You know, the rocks... real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We stood in line for 4 hours. We were one of the first people to ride it. They had a soft opening.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and yeah, we just happened to be there that day. So,
it's similar. Yeah. You've got the scenery of Carson surrounding it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You have a good evening.
You too.
Excuse me.
Hello, Podcateers. I hope you enjoy today's show, and we'll come back next week and see what crazy stuff Mark has cooked up. Until then, have yourself a magical Disney week. This is Carrie Foppin signing off.
You are listening to the Podcateer Podcast. Podcateer is in no way associated with the Walt Disney Company or any of its affiliates. Mickey Mouse Copyright 1928, The Walt Disney Company. Any similarity to Disney characters or real persons without satirical purpose, the act of reviewing products, or reporting on newsworthy events, is entirely coincidental. This podcast is licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike 3.0 license. For more information, visit our website at www.podcateer.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Disneyland has now concluded its normal operating day.
Yeah, folks, and me and my pals hope you had a swell time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mickey?
Uh-huh.
It's that time.
What time is that, Minnie?
Oh, Goofy?
What? Oh.
Now it's time to say goodnight.
to all our company. M-I-C.
See you real soon.
It's always Mickey Mouse.
K-E-Y.
Why?
Because we like you. M-O-U-S-E.
Home. For your shopping convenience, this evening, Main Street will remain open for an additional half hour.